Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tech Talk underway on this chilly Saturday. Great day to gather around the computer and figure out what's going on. And if you're having computer problems, hardware, or software, or whatever, Doug is the man. Doug Swindehart joining us each and every Saturday between 2 and 3 o'clock, sports schedules permitting. Doug, I hope you're doing well.
Well, yeah, the big thing is just staying warm, you know. It's kind of cold today, but it's a good day to be inside.
Yeah, for sure. I was out, had to clean up that tiny dusting of snow, and I don't know about you, but shoveling that trace of snow is more of a problem than an inch or two to try and get it cleaned up. It definitely is. Feel like the middle of January right now, so by all means, take care out there. There's a lot of ice. I almost slipped and fell a couple of times running errands this morning, so it is a good day to stay inside and work on your computer today. And let's get right to the text line today, and we should put that out there because this is a great way to reach all our programs. The City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. The number is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. And let's jump right in. And this is a great place to start as well. Is security built into Windows 11? And if so, is it the way to go, or should I use another program?
I think that depends on whether you have the Home or the Pro, and they're not really labeling it very strongly, you know, the 11. I've actually been working on 11 pretty hefty the last week or two. And you can actually go in and you can set up things just like it's the Pro, but it takes a little extra work. It really depends on which version that you have. I think that with Windows 11 and the security, it just isn't tried and proven yet. It's just not I just don't want to be beta testing. So I would say if you get an outside package if you think you need one. Many users, by the way, I think could run just fine without anything because the way they use the internet. But most people really should have some type of protection of some type. I like Malware Bytes, ENAD32 by ESET. They're both American companies. Love that. And, of course, if you don't mind going to Germany, Avira, top shelf. Absolutely top shelf. But I think you should have an outside one as well.
Yeah, and is it one of those things where you recommend you get the paid version of any of these? I know we've talked in the past that, you know, there's some that offer free services, et cetera, but is it better to pay for these antivirus packages?
Well, it really is. You know, here's the thing. If you pay a business to take care of this, they take responsibility for it, whereas the free one, well, you know, you're kind of on your own. If you're willing to do lots of work, probably the best free one would be SpyBot Search and Destroy. Been around for years and years. But that takes some serious maintenance. I would think you'd probably be spending anywhere from 5 to 10 hours a month just keeping that thing up to date and doing it manual. There's more work involved in this than I think a lot of people realize. So, yeah, I would always encourage to, if you're going to have a package like that, get a professional one. Don't overdo it. Get what you need, no more. Don't be using up your resources and having things fight in the background, because that can happen awfully easy.
Tech Talk underway. Doug Swinhart here. What about for older machines? Same deal, even if you're running Windows 7 or Windows 8? Same advice?
I would think at this point, if you're running Windows 7 or Windows 8, and if you've got an older machine, it's time to really seriously take a look at Linux. There's lots of distributions out there. The later ones are just gorgeous. And with Linux, similar to a Mac, you really shouldn't need any antivirus or malware. In fact, I think the operating system does better if you just leave it alone. But especially like Linux Mint, something that's mature, and it's an easy transition for Windows. It's much simpler than what most people think. I think that would be the advice I would give them on an older machine.
All right. Very good. By the way, our number here in the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Let's follow up a little bit on older machines and Linux. This has come up over the years, and Doug, you put it out there. Is this something that a relative novice can do with an older machine? Considering they bagged up their data, their documents, their photos, etc., and those are safe. Is this something one could convert an older machine without someone who like you to do the work?
Absolutely. If they're willing to take the time to learn, there's just an enormous amount of information. YouTube, on the net, nearly every Linux distribution has its own website with instructions. Just take your time. Don't get excited. And it really is. It's much, much simpler. I think probably the most difficult thing people will have to overcome is how to create a bootable media, whether they're using a DVD or a CD-ROM or a USB drive. Creating that media so you can install it might be considered difficult, and that's just because they've never done it. But there's a package called Belina Etcher, E-T-C-H-E-R, that makes that even simple. You just download the ISO file, burn it to a USB or a DVD drive, and then you're on ready to go. And the next hurdle you'd have to overcome is making sure that your computer can boot to that external device, which is found in the BIOS. But here again, all this information is readily available. And once you get it to go through it, it's going to give these people a whole different level of confidence to know that they can strip their machine down to nothing and start fresh on an operating system. It really is good for people to get to know this. I couldn't encourage it more. I really couldn't.
Yeah, and Doug, this is really exciting because there is a fair amount of older equipment floating around out there. But to take an older machine and set it up so you can get to the internet, do what you need to do it safely, that is a big deal. And, you know, repurposing perfectly good equipment, this is ideal.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, computers are no longer a luxury. It's not just for games and fun and entertainment anymore. These have become an essential part of our life, and it's going to get more so, I believe, as we move forward. But with Linux, it really is. Yeah, like Linux Mint, you've got full-blown Office product with Libre, and thousands of software packages that are built into their channel that's already been tested. And you open up the software manager and start selecting. Don't get too carried away. No matter whether you want to do video editing or sound editing, you name it, you can have it. Probably 6 or 7 or 8 different packages that you could test and play. And they're easy to put on, easy to take off. It just really is the way to go. Don't throw that equipment away. I couldn't encourage that more. Hang on to it. When you do throw it away, dispose of it properly.
215 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO, Tech Talk underway. We've already had a lot of texts coming in, and we'd love to get some calls as well. 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. That's the key number on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. And let's go to John in Apple Valley. John, you're on the air.
Well, hi, Doug. This is John from Apple Valley. I got to tell you a great success story. About 2 weeks ago, you talked about battery replacements. I have an HP computer that the battery had swollen so bad it bulged the case of the computer.
Oh,
I went online to Amazon, bought the battery for $34. 25 minutes later, I had the battery replaced, recalibrated, and the machine is running perfect. Thank you so much.
Outstanding.
Yeah, that's great news. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely love hearing that. You know, it's always good when you can make a difference for somebody. I just love that.
Well, and Doug, it gets back to what we talked a moment ago about older machines and doing a Linux install or doing a battery. If you take your time and don't get ahead of yourself, this stuff is doable.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's like I say, there's plenty of information. You just got to be willing to take the time to learn. And once you learn it, it's a talent you'll be glad that you have, guaranteed. It's really, really is good for people to expand their memory and expand their knowledge in this area. It's nothing but helpful. And who knows? Next thing you know, they're probably going to be wanting to do some automation in their house. Really, you can do lots of things with a computer in the house. Monitor your electricity. Find out which ones is maybe wasting electricity. And your heat and your temperature. And, of course, the doorbells people already know about. And smart homes are going to be coming really rapidly this year. It's supposed to be a big seller Christmas this year. Anything that has to do with a smart home. So, yeah, keep your eyes open and watch that real close.
Yeah, I'm a little worried. It won't take much for my home to be smarter than me. Quick break. We have much more on Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart is in. Here's the number. Plenty of time for you to get in on the program in the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. The number is 651-461-9226. And that's good for all our great programming here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tech Talk, Saturdays, 2 to 3, sports schedules permitting. We got a sneak peek at the Twins spring training schedule. Before you know it, spring training game's back on the radio in late February already. Twins Fest returns in late January. And News Talk E3OWCCO will be a big part of that. Once again, toward the end of January. Let's get back at it. Tech Talk with Doug and go to the phone lines. Robin in Minneapolis. Robin, you're on the air.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a Dell laptop with Windows 8, and Microsoft says it will not support that program anymore after January. So I need to update. Do I update to Windows 10, 11, or 365? And my other problem is last time I updated, I could not access my documents, and I desperately need to access documents.
Yeah, you definitely want to get copies of those no matter what you decide to do. And just because Microsoft isn't going to support Windows 8 anymore doesn't mean you can't keep it. But that said, I would say your computer is a perfect candidate to become a Linux computer. And even if you have to have it done, it's not going to cost you much money because you can put something together probably in a couple hours. And if you would allow them to buy a solid-state drive for $20, $30, that would increase the speed of your computer. I don't think you'd have a bit of problem with that. Plus, if I did it, I would actually do a dual boot and keep your Windows 8. So if you had to have an emergency or you had to get to something to work on in a hurry, you could bounce back to Windows while you were going through your learning transition. But, yeah, it's definitely time that you want to do something. Windows 11. I got to tell you, it was a real disappointment with Windows 11. There's a lot of things that are creating more work. You got to go down through another screen and another screen, even just to copy and paste. You're hitting many more keys. I'm hoping that they'll straighten that out in the soon-to-be-released 12. I'm not a big fan of 11, and it took me a while to adjust to 10, but I got there. But 11 is just way, way too restrictive. And in addition to that, there's going to be a lot of equipment out there that will not qualify, according to Microsoft. It won't have the right trusted platform module. And they're looking to actually sell some hardware involved with this updates of Windows. So I would use some caution and seriously do a little research with Linux. Jump on the internet and go to linuxmint.com and just read about Linux Mint. I think you'll be quite impressed, and I hope that helps.
All right, great call. And, Doug, that move to a new device, whether it's the anxiety of moving to a new smartphone or tablet, let alone computer or laptop, and it gets back to something we talk about over and over, and we can't say it enough. Back up those files on a cold day. Not a whole lot to do outside at the moment. Figure out a plan to get some backups of those important files and photos, etc., on whatever device you have.
Oh, no question. And the thing is I've got met a lot of people lately, especially with computers that are 3-4 years old and have moved into Windows 11 automatically. And now all of a sudden they've got Windows 365 all set up with their Office Online. And I'm working on a computer and I notice that everything that this individual does is on OneDrive. That means every keystroke you make is going over the internet. Well, that's slowing down your internet for other things. Plus, it's doing redundant work, and people don't have any clue where their data is. That's not good. I think people should understand the basics, understand computer pathing. Where are those files? There's nothing wrong with OneDrive. It's similar to Google Drive in some respects. But I don't think that that should be your main and only storage area. I really don't. So if something happens to your Microsoft account, you're just as out as if the hard drive itself just disappeared. So it's good to have multiple copies. So when we talk about making copies and making backups, that is essential. Just can't say it enough. And I'm glad you bring it up every week, Steve. Thank you for that.
Yeah, it's just an absolute must. And there's a lot of devices, a lot of equipment. I think Apple Mac has done an outstanding job of creating a system where you can back up. You talked about Google and Google Drive and the way things can be backed up. If nothing else, take a page. I'm sure it's not an original idea, but I've done it for a long time. I have two long-standing email accounts, an old Yahoo account, and then a newer Gmail account, but I've had that for over 10 years now. But the point being is, if you have something really, really important, a photo you absolutely positively don't want to lose, or a document you absolutely want to have, just take it from one email account and email it to the other, attach it. And then you've got it in the sent in the one and the inbox of the other, and you should be good. That's even a good place to start.
I love that procedure. I just love that procedure. I really do. And you mentioned Apple. And we got to say this as well, because I don't think we talk about Apple quite enough. iCloud, when you compare iCloud with OneDrive and Google Drive, Apple isn't going to take a backseat to anybody. That's a tremendous, tremendous procedure how that works. And they actually almost force their users to make sure that they've got at least one copy up in iCloud, which is a good thing. Sometimes it automates too much, but I think it really is crucial that people understand the process and can do it manually. Don't just accept the automatic. The automatic is good, but understand where your data is going, how it's getting there, and when it's getting there, and how it's affecting other devices. That is absolutely crucial. But it's really, really important that you have a minimum of three copies. One that you're working with, an on-site backup perhaps, like an external hard drive, and then an off-site backup, something in the cloud. iCloud, Google Drive, OneDrive, HP's got storage. Almost every printer now that's selling printers is selling some kind of online storage. It's just all over the place. There's no reason for anybody to ever lose their data. That's my opinion.
That's for sure. We want to squeeze in one more call before the weather break at 2:30 today. Let's bring in Jerry in Mankato. Jerry, you're on Tech Talk.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call today. Quick question for you. I'm going to be moving out of the country here within the next year. I'll be living out of the country at least half of every year, and let's just call it third world. So I'm looking at buying my first laptop. Right now I use a Tower. I've had people suggest that I get an iMac with the M1 processor. And I grew up back when Mac and Apple first came on the scene, and then I was forced into the IBM world. Now I have a Dell computer system. But where do you think I should go with being out of the country and wanting it to work? I love Excel, and I also want to be able to hook up to like a 35-inch monitor so I can have a big screen to look at.
Oh, yeah, tough. Yeah, you're going to have that no matter how you go. Now, with Apple equipment and the M1, you're going to be somewhat limited to what software you can use. And it really, I would say, what business are you in? If you're in a business that is tied to the PC world, you need to stay with that. Now, that said, that doesn't mean that you can't take a brand new machine and set it up with Linux and Windows, have a dual boot. I just can't offer that enough. One thing you want to be aware of is how you're connecting to the power. You're going to want to make sure that whatever they've got for electrical, you've got adapters for that particular computer. And they're everywhere. Just make sure you get that first. I would say that you would be better off to get yourself an i7 quad processor and a basic type machine that, if you are, especially in a third world country, if you got to get that thing fixed, you really don't want to be dealing with any kind of proprietary equipment if you don't have to. And Dell would be a good machine, but I would highly recommend that you take a look at the HP Business Line. And in that particular case, that's also going to come with Wolf Security. And Wolf Security was created by HP. It's the only security on the planet that I know of that takes you down and protects you to the bare metal. And that's going to come with that computer for 3 years. So the Business Line at HP would be my first recommendation for you to play and stop. And I hope that helps. Thank you so much for the call.
And good luck on your world travels there and work overseas. 2:30. We'll have the weather, a chilly forecast coming up, and then more Tech Talk and a chance for you to jump in on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. The number is always 651-461-9226, and that is good for a call or a text here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swindehart is in through the news at 3 o'clock. Jonathan Lowell stuck with me all day today. We have the Timberwolves and the Thunder on the radio tonight. Pregame at 6:30. A tip just after 7 o'clock with the superb Alan Horton with all the play-by-play. And, Doug, let's get to that City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. The texts have been piling up. We have some work to do here. So let's get at it. The hard drive on my laptop is almost full. Does that affect performance?
It will when it gets to the end like that, because it can't expand for a paging file or any of the temp files. So that's, yes, it will. But up until that point, it really won't, as long as you keep it optimized and clean. It's really a good idea to be looking at. This would be a prime example where Provisor would probably create a ton of space on that drive. Can't say that enough. Privazer.com. Download it and get it while it's still free. It sounds like he's going to commercial real soon. But it's a beautiful package. I can't say enough good things about it. This would be a prime example of where this would just absolutely shine.
Okay, Doug, let's get back to Provisor again, and, mm-hmm. and we'll spell it for folks. What exactly does this do for your machine? Does it run all the time in the background, or do you just have it on there and run it once a week or once a month?
Yeah, there's nothing in RAM. There's nothing taking up memory resources until it's running. And the later versions, I think about two or three versions ago, it actually added a scheduler. So you could have it scheduled for Sunday nights or once a week or once a month or depending on how often you use it. So it's a beautiful package. Actually, this is what I would call a system optimizer and cleaner. It goes through and it cleans out things that people don't even know exist in Windows. One thing in particular, shell banks. They are incredibly, incredibly important to the overall operation of Windows. Well, that for years and years and years, nobody ever touched them. Provisor does it automatic, and that's because it was really manual intensive. And it goes through, and with a solid-state drive, once you have a file written and you take it off, that sector leaves a little bit of a dirty particle. It cleans those particles. So it's like almost brand-new drives on the empty part. It does just a tremendous job. I can't say enough good things about it. Takes out past useless Windows install files. Takes out all temporary files. If you wanted to clean your cache on your browser, you could set it to automate that. It's just a beautiful package. Get it, learn it, and use it.
Okay. Once again, it's Provisor, PRIVAZER.com. And Doug, it brings up a couple other things. If you have a machine and the hard drive is maxed out, there's probably some files in there that you could get rid of. That you may have a bunch of extra photos or other things in there that you may not need. Photos take up a ton of space. And I know, looking at phones over the years, I go in there and it's like, I've got four photos of the same thing. I only need one. I have these videos. I'm not even sure why I took that video. I can get rid of that. Photos and videos in particular gobble up a ton of space, don't they?
Oh, they really do. Especially if you're saving movies, you're going to suck up a ton of disk space in a hurry. Especially if you're saving movies in 4K or high resolution.
Yep.
That's going to take the space, and big pictures. Cameras are set up. You got a 12 megapixel camera. It's going to want to save it in 12 megapixel. And actually, the human eye can't see the difference between that and much, much less resolution. So find the one that's proper and go with that. But yeah, and again, if you got a Gmail account, take advantage of Google Photos. Keep them up in the cloud as well. Much easier to search and organize. But yes, your hard drive is an incredible piece of your computer. And there needs to be a clear separation in your mind whenever you're doing maintenance between random access memory and hard drive storage. And you shouldn't be using the term memory for storing, and you shouldn't be using the term storage for memory. They're two separate processes. And I think it's important that people understand that, and it's pretty easy once you catch on. So, but yeah, it's incredible how much disk space you can take. And it's really no reason to waste. Even though disks are cheap, there's no reason to buy them if you don't have to. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I happen to be out, and one of the large wholesale warehouses, I won't name names, I couldn't believe they were selling external hard drives. They're cheap. One was $30, and then the really big one, I think 5 terabytes, which is an unbelievable amount of storage, was like $80. I mean, they're just absolutely giving away this external storage. So really, there's no reason to run out of space, even if you're storing photos and videos, etc.
Oh, no question about it. And the thing is when you stop and you consider disk space, now even today, you can build your own. Buy a solid-state drive, buy an external case, and now you've got a hard drive, external hard drive that is super fast. And be aware of your USB, what you have on your machine, because that's going to limit your speed. There's no sense in buying a super fast hard drive external if you're not going to be able to utilize the speed. So if you've got a USB 3.0, the old standard, or if you happen to have a Thunderbolt port like a Mac, then you might want to be looking at something that's a little faster. But, and that's one thing I got to do a shout out for Linux Mint as well. There's a, down under system, there's a little section called Time Shift. And I set that up so where it just takes a snapshot of the entire system once a day, and it keeps 5 of them. So you've got a whole week of literally the entire system backed up right on your hard drive. And then I usually will take that and copy that file and send it up to the cloud. And by the way, Steve, with a competent solid-state drive, that takes about 40 seconds to run. It's phenomenal. I love that. Time Shift, and that's all built into Linux Mint as well. In fact, I think it's starting to ship with almost every distribution of Linux.
Okay. All right, Doug, one more from our text line. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we have time. You want to send a text or call in, 651-461-9226. We call it the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. I think this is really a good one. We don't have a ton of time before the break, but why don't cell phones generally get viruses? What's going on there?
Well, I think part of that is because the operating system, whether it be iOS or Android, I think they're doing a very, very good job at keeping it clean. In addition to that, there isn't the same type of traffic going across most of the cell phones that there are computers. With computers, you are always in a browser when you're on the internet. Well, when you're on your cell phone, you're on your browser probably quite a bit, but nowhere near like you would be on a computer, laptop, or desktop. So I think that that's part of it. But a bigger part of it is I think that the operating systems themselves are more efficient. And there's also, you've got to remember too now, Steve, that we've got a telephone company, our cell provider, that's also involved in that. So you actually got them kind of filtering your data as it's coming in and out as well. And I think that does make a difference. That is a great text question, by the way. Thank you so much.
Quick break. We have more. It is Tech Talk. Doug's joining us. And by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of our program today. We have all the news at 3. And then my good buddy Kevin Lynch will join us from Bally Sports North. We'll talk Timberwolves here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. How the hour goes so quickly here on Tech Talk. Still time. If you want to throw something at Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Let's go to Jerry in St. Paul. Jerry, you're on the air with Doug.
Yeah, hi there, guys. Doug, I wanted to thank you for something. About a year ago, I brought out an older desktop HP, ancient, I guess, and you put Linux Mint on it for me, and it's been running just as smooth as could be. And what I like about it is it's updating the system all the time down in the lower right-hand corner on the screen. Whenever I see a little red dot that comes on, I go in there and put in my password. I wait a few minutes for the system to update, and away I go. And that probably happens a couple times a week where the system is being updated. So I can't tell you
how wonderful this call is. Oh, I do. Yeah. I recognize your voice. That is a wonderful call. Thank you so much. And you know, the one thing that you brought up is how it updates. And with Linux, nothing is hidden. So people will actually see the screens as they're pulling down files. And sometimes they get a little bit thrown off by that because they've just never seen it before. But that's no different than a Mac updates or Windows updates or Unix updates. But it's just exposed. Everything is displayed. Hence the term open source. I love that call.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is Tech Talk. Doug Swindehart is in through the news at 3 o'clock. Jonathan Lowell stuck with me all day today. We have the Timberwolves and the Thunder on the radio tonight. Pregame at 6:30. A tip just after 7 o'clock with the superb Alan Horton with all the play-by-play. And, Doug, let's get to that City's One Plumbing Talk and text line. The texts have been piling up. We have some work to do here. So let's get at it. The hard drive on my laptop is almost full. Does that affect performance?
It will when it gets to the end like that, because it can't expand for a paging file or any of the temp files. So that's, yes, it will. But up until that point, it really won't, as long as you keep it optimized and clean. It's really a good idea to be looking at. This would be a prime example where Provisor would probably create a ton of space on that drive. Can't say that enough. Privazer.com. Download it and get it while it's still free. It sounds like he's going to commercial real soon. But it's a beautiful package. I can't say enough good things about it. This would be a prime example of where this would just absolutely shine.
Okay, Doug, let's get back to Provisor again, and we'll spell it for folks. What exactly does this do for your machine? Does it run all the time in the background, or do you just have it on there and run it once a week or once a month?
Yeah, there's nothing in RAM. There's nothing taking up memory resources until it's running. And the later versions, I think about two or three versions ago, it actually added a scheduler. So you could have it scheduled for Sunday nights or once a week or once a month, or depending on how often you use it. So it's a beautiful package. Actually, this is what I would call a system optimizer and cleaner. It goes through and it cleans out things that people don't even know exist in Windows. One thing in particular, shell banks. They are incredibly, incredibly important to the overall operation of Windows. Well, that for years and years and years, nobody ever touched them. Provisor does it automatic, and that's because it was really manual intensive. And it goes through, and with a solid-state drive, once you have a file written and you take it off, that sector leaves a little bit of a dirty particle. It cleans those particles. So it's like almost brand new drives on the empty part. It does just a tremendous job. I can't say enough good things about it. Takes out past useless Windows install files. Takes out all temporary files. If you want it to clean your cache on your browser, you can set it to automate that. It's just a beautiful package. Get it, learn it, and use it.
Okay. Once again, it's Privizer, PRIVAZER.com. And Doug, it brings up a couple other things. If you have a machine and the hard drive is maxed out, there's probably some files in there that you could get rid of. That you may have a bunch of extra photos or other things in there that you may not need. Photos take up a ton of space. And I know, looking at phones over the years, I go in there and it's like, oh, I've got four photos of the same thing. I only need one. I have these videos. I'm not even sure why I took that video. I can get rid of that. Photos and videos in particular gobble up a ton of space, don't they?
Oh, they really do. Especially if you're saving movies, you're going to suck up a ton of disk space in a hurry. Especially if you're saving movies in 4K or high resolution.
Yep.
That's going to take the space and big pictures. Cameras are set up. You got a 12 megapixel camera. It's going to want to save it in 12 megapixel. And actually, the human eye can't see the difference between that and much, much less resolution. So find the one that's proper and go with that. But yeah, and again, if you got a Gmail account, take advantage of Google Photos. Keep them up in the cloud as well. Much easier to search and organize. But yes, your hard drive is an incredible piece of your computer. And there needs to be a clear separation in your mind whenever you're doing maintenance between random access memory and hard drive storage. And you shouldn't be using the term memory for storing, and you shouldn't be using the term storage for memory. They're two separate processes. And I think it's important that people understand that, and it's pretty easy once you catch on. So, but yeah, it's incredible how much disk space you can take. And it's really no reason to waste. Even though disks are cheap, there's no reason to buy them if you don't have to. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I happen to be out, and one of the large wholesale warehouses, I won't name names, I couldn't believe they were selling external hard drives. Dirt cheap. One was $30, and then the really big one, I think 5 terabytes, which is an unbelievable amount of storage, was like $80. I mean, they're just absolutely giving away this external storage. So really, there's no reason to run out of space, even if you're storing photos and videos, etc.
Oh, no question about it. And the thing is when you stop and you consider disk space, now even today, you can build your own. Buy a solid-state drive, buy an external case, and now you've got a hard drive, external hard drive that is super fast. And be aware of your USB, what you have on your machine, because that's going to limit your speed. There's no sense in buying a super fast hard drive external if you're not going to be able to utilize the speed. So if you've got a USB 3.0, the old standard, or if you happen to have a Thunderbolt port like a Mac, then you might want to be looking at something that's a little faster. But, and that's one thing I got to do a shout out for Linux Mint as well. There's a down under system, there's a little section called Time Shift. And I set that up so where it just takes a snapshot of the entire system once a day, and it keeps 5 of them. So you've got a whole week of literally the entire system backed up right on your hard drive. And then I usually will take that and copy that file and send it up to the cloud. And by the way, Steve, with a competent solid-state drive, that takes about 40 seconds to run. It's phenomenal. I love that. Time Shift, and that's all built into Linux Mint as well. In fact, I think it's starting to ship with almost every distribution of Linux.
Okay. All right, Doug, one more from our text line. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we have time. You want to send a text or call in, 651-461-9226. We call it the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. I think this is really a good one. We don't have a ton of time before the break, but why don't cell phones generally get viruses? What's going on there?
Well, I think part of that is because the operating system whether it be iOS or Android, I think they're doing a very, very good job at keeping it clean. In addition to that, there isn't the same type of traffic going across most of the cell phones that there are computers. With computers, you are always in a browser when you're on the internet. Well, when you're on your cell phone, you're on your browser probably quite a bit, but nowhere near like you would be on a computer, laptop, or a desktop. So I think that that's part of it. But a bigger part of it is I think that the operating systems themselves are more efficient. And there's also, you got to remember too now, Steve, that we've got a telephone company, our cell provider, that's also involved in that. So you actually got them kind of filtering your data as it's coming in and out as well. And I think that does make a difference. That is a great text question, by the way. Thank you so much.
Quick break. We have more. It is Tech Talk. Doug's joining us. And by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of our program today. We have all the news at 3. And then my good buddy Kevin Lynch will join us from Bally Sports North. We'll talk Timberwolves here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. And the hour goes so quickly here on Tech Talk. Still time. If you want to throw something at Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Let's go to Jerry in St. Paul. Jerry, you're on the air with Doug.
Yeah, hi there, guys. Doug, I wanted to thank you for something. About a year ago, I brought out an older desktop HP ancient, I guess, and you put Linux Mint on it for me, and it's been running just as smooth as could be. And what I like about it is it's updating the system all the time down in the lower right-hand corner on the screen. Whenever I see a little red dot that comes on, I go in there and put in my password. I wait a few minutes for the system to update, and away I go. And that probably happens a couple times a week where the system is being updated. So I can't tell you how wonderful this call is.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I recognize your voice. That is a wonderful call. Thank you so much. And you know, the one thing that you brought up is how it updates. And with Linux, nothing is hidden. So people will actually see the screens as they're pulling down files. And sometimes they get a little bit thrown off by that because they've just never seen it before. But that's no different than a Mac updates or Windows updates or Unix updates. But it just exposed. Everything is displayed. That's, hence the term open source. Just, I love that call. Thank you so much, Jerry. I appreciate that so much. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, that certainly is a good one. In a great way, if you have an older machine, don't fret. You want to get a new one, by all means, but you don't necessarily have to get a new one. Here's another great question. We've had a ton of these. Can't I get my Chromebook to go on Wi-Fi? Tried reset and reboot with no results. What could be going on?
Boy, I don't know. It sounds to me like that might be, if it's a laptop, some laptops, in fact, a lot of them, they will actually have a hardware switch. And I've seen where people will turn off their Wi-Fi on the hardware. Software still is attempting to connect. And just can't because, well, there's no hardware there. I have a feeling it's something simple like that. Either that or they got to go in and they got to clear out a whole bunch of the Wi-Fi connections that they have saved. In Windows, that will make a difference. Doesn't seem to affect a Mac so much, but in Windows, it will affect how well it connects. And it might be time to clean a little house and go that route. But I don't think it's that serious. If that doesn't take care of it, give me a call next week. I'd love to help you with it.
Yeah, usually Chromebooks have pretty good memories when it comes to Wi-Fi. I know I'll bring my Chromebook somewhere and it'll recognize the Wi-Fi and train right up and away we go. So
yep.
So that is a bit unusual. Doug, have you done any work on a virus protection software called PCmatic? Have you heard of that?
I have not. I'm going to have to check that out. Give me,
all right.
Now I got something a little extra to play with this weekend.
Yeah, you've got a little homework to do, so we'll check into PCmatic. Doug, why don't you make a note, and we'll bring it up next week on the program. Chromebook versus regular computer. That's another one from our City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. We've talked a lot about Chromebooks on the program. The simplicity, the fact that generally you don't have a lot tied up in the hardware. I usually limit my Chromebook spending to a couple $100, maybe $250. I got my dad one. Got him going on it. I think with sales tax, we were at about $270.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
an HP. But your thoughts on the differences here?
Well, there, you know, for somebody that's going to use minimal computer. Now, if you're doing desktop publishing, something like that, you can actually get a Chromebook that will do that as well. But you're going to have to step up on the price a little bit. But normally speaking, this is a great, great entry-level computer. It's a tremendous device for travel. And the thing is the entire operating system, even though it's on your computer, resides in the cloud as well. And so every time you turn that on, it's updating all by itself and keeping itself rolling. Plus, you get 100 gigabytes of storage up in the cloud with your Google account. It's just wonderful solution. I just love Chromebooks. Can't say enough good things about them. But if you're a user that does casual internet, and I wouldn't recommend them for like heavy gaming, but if you're getting your email and possibly doing video chats with family and that kind of thing, and you're not doing a whole lot, it's a perfect solution. Absolutely perfect. And dollar for dollar, I just don't think you can do better than a Chromebook. That's my opinion. They're just a dynamite machine. I think every household should have one as a spare. They're that good. I really do. I think that's just the way to go. I'm looking forward to seeing the Android operating system become available for desktops and laptops. That's going to change things drastically. I'm going to love watching that too. So thank you for the text. Great text.
Yeah, and we have a number of those. We'll try and squeeze in one more real quick. Windows 10 trying to install software from trusted sources. Microsoft says it has not authenticated and sends to store. Is it safe to override that?
Generally, I'd say yes. In fact, I usually set computers up, and I turn on the developer mode, and I bypass that automatic. You can also right-click on that particular file, and you can slide down the little window that pops open and left-click Run as an Administrator. Even if your account profile is set up to be an administrator, this is a higher level of elevation and privilege built into Windows 10. This is the first time that they've done that. They've played with it a little bit in Windows 8, but 10 and 11, it's almost crucial. I use Run as an Administrator to install everything on 10 and 11. Just a little tip. I hope that helps.
Yeah, good stuff. A lot of great calls, a lot of great texts on the program today on this chilly Saturday. Once again, friendly reminder, back up that data. If you're not sure, back up your data, your photos, your documents, etc. Very important indeed. And Doug, we'll be back in 1 week here on Tech Talk. How do people reach you during the coming week? Phone number and email, please.
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin, ADMIN, 5 characters, at WCCOTech.com. WCCOTech.com. 651-552-9543. Have a good week, Steve. We'll see you next Saturday.
All right, Doug, take care. Once again, Tech Talk with Doug Swindhart. Saturdays between 2 and 3 o'clock. And a big thanks to all of you who reached out on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. We still have a great show coming up on this Saturday afternoon. Kevin Lynch, Bally Sports North, Timberwolves analyst, is going to join us. We'll have a Prep Bowl update final day of Prep Bowl 22 at U.S. Bank Stadium. We'll talk Vikings with Andrew Kramer from the Star Tribune. They have the Jets in town tomorrow. It's coming up following the news. How the hour goes so quickly here on Tech Talk. Still time. If you want to throw something at Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Let's go to Jerry in St. Paul. Jerry, you're on the air with Doug.
Yeah, hi there, guys. Doug, I wanted to thank you for something. About a year ago, I brought out an older desktop HP ancient, I guess, and you put Linux Mint on it for me, and it's been running just as smooth as could be. And what I like about it is it's updating the system all the time down in the lower right-hand corner on the screen. Whenever I see a little red dot that comes on, I go in there and put in my password. I wait a few minutes for the system to update, and away I go. And that probably happens a couple times a week where the system is being updated. So
I can't tell you how wonderful this call is.
I recognize your voice. That is a wonderful call. Thank you so much. And you know, the one thing that you brought up is all the updates. And with Linux, nothing is hidden. So people will actually see the screens as they're pulling down files. And sometimes they get a little bit thrown off by that because they've just never seen it before. But that's no different than a Mac updates or Windows updates or Unix updates. But it just exposed. Everything is displayed. That's, hence the term open source. I love that call. Thank you so much, Jerry. I appreciate that so much. Thank you, and have a good weekend.
Yeah, that certainly is a good one. In a great way, if you have an older machine, don't fret. You want to get a new one, by all means, but you don't necessarily have to get a new one. Here's another great question. We've had a ton of these. Can't get my Chromebook to go on Wi-Fi? Tried reset and reboot with no results. What could be going on?
Boy, I don't know. It sounds to me like that might be, if it's a laptop, some laptops, in fact, a lot of them, they will actually have a hardware switch. And I've seen where people will turn off their Wi-Fi on the hardware. Software still is attempting to connect and just can't because, well, there's no hardware there. I have a feeling it's something simple like that. Either that or they got to go in and they got to clear out a whole bunch of the Wi-Fi connections that they have saved. In Windows, that will make a difference. Doesn't seem to affect the Mac so much, but in Windows, it will affect how well it connects. And it might be time to clean a little house and go that route. But I don't think it's that serious. If that doesn't take care of it, give me a call next week. I'd love to help you with it.
Yeah, usually Chromebooks have pretty good memories when it comes to Wi-Fi. I know I'll bring my Chromebook somewhere, and it'll recognize the Wi-Fi and train right up, and away we go. So that is a bit unusual. Doug, have you done any work on a virus protection software called PCmatic? Have you heard of that?
I have not. I'm going to have to check that out. Now I got something a little extra to play with this weekend.
Yeah, you've got a little homework to do, so we'll check into PCmatic. Doug, why don't you make a note, and we'll bring it up next week on the program. Chromebook versus regular computer. That's another one from our Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. We've talked a lot about Chromebooks on the program. The simplicity, the fact that generally you don't have a lot tied up in the hardware. I usually limit my Chromebook spending to a couple hundred bucks, maybe 250. I got my dad one, got him going on it. I think with sales tax we were at about $270.
Yeah,
it was
an
HP. But your thoughts on the differences here?
Well, there, you know, for somebody that's going to use minimal computer. Yeah. Now, if you're doing desktop publishing, something like that, you can actually get a Chromebook that will do that as well, but you're going to have to step up on the price a little bit. But normally speaking, this is a great, great entry-level computer. It's a tremendous device for travel. And the thing is the entire operating system, even though it's on your computer, resides in the cloud as well. And so every time you turn that on, it's updating all by itself and keeping itself rolling. Plus, you get 100 gigabytes of storage up in the cloud with your Google account. It's just a wonderful solution. I just love Chromebooks. Can't say enough good things about them. But if you're a user that does casual internet, and I wouldn't recommend them for like heavy gaming, but if you're getting your email and possibly doing video chats with family and that kind of thing, and you're not doing a whole lot, it's a perfect solution. Absolutely perfect. And dollar for dollar, I just don't think you can do better than a Chromebook. That's my opinion. They're just a dynamite machine. I think every household should have one as a spare. They're that good. I really do. I think that's just the way to go. I'm looking forward to seeing the Android operating system become available for desktops and laptops. That's going to change things drastically. I'm going to love watching that too. So thank you for the text. Great text.
Yeah, and we have a number of those. We'll try and squeeze in one more real quick. Windows 10 trying to install software from trusted sources. Microsoft says it has not authenticated and sends to store. Is it safe to override that?
Generally, I'd say yes. In fact, I usually set computers up, and I turn on the developer mode, and I bypass that automatic. You can also right-click on that particular file, and you can slide down the little window that pops open and left-click Run as an Administrator. Even if your account profile is set up to be an administrator, this is a higher level of elevation and privilege built into Windows 10. This is the first time that they've done that. They played with it a little bit in Windows 8, but 10 and 11, it's almost crucial. I use Run as an Administrator to install everything on 10 and 11. Just a little tip. I hope that that helps.
Yeah, good stuff. A lot of great calls, a lot of great texts on the program today on this chilly Saturday. Once again, friendly reminder, back up that data. If you're not sure, back up your data, your photos, your documents, etc. Very important indeed. And Doug, we'll be back in 1 week here on Tech Talk. How do people reach you during the coming week? Phone number and email, please.
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin, A-D-M-I-N, five characters, at WCCOTech.com, WCCOTECH.com, 651-552-9543. Have a good week, Steve. We'll see you next Saturday.
All right, Doug, take care. Once again, Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart, Saturdays between 2 and 3 o'clock. And a big thanks to all of you who reached out on the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line. We still have a great show coming up on this Saturday afternoon. Kevin Lynch, Bally Sports North, Timberwolves analyst, is going to join us. We'll have a Prep Bowl update final day of Prep Bowl 22 at U.S. Bank Stadium. We'll talk Vikings with Andrew Kramer from the Star Tribune. They have the Jets in town tomorrow. It's coming up following the news.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.